To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Thursday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 4th of August, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, but we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Starting out with news in the UK and Uber. Yes, Uber has partnered up with Omio so they can offer local and international ground transport. And within the UK, that means train and bus bookings. This was actually something that was promised earlier this year, and now it's finally getting off the ground. Now, currently, it's just a test for Uber for the bus and train travel options in the UK. In fact, in Uber's official statement, they said they're excited to launch their new travel offering this summer for allowing seamless door-to-door travel across the UK. Now, the UK is basically a launching point since they've partnered with Omio. It actually covers over 1,000 transportation providers in 37 countries. And of course, with access to Omio's API, Uber then will be able to offer international travel plans to UK users right away. And those trips can be booked via Uber's app. Pretty much a win-win situation for Uber and Omio, as they will share a split, which, by the way, remains undisclosed. I guarantee you it ain't 50-50. iPad OS be delayed? Kind of looking that way. We know Apple's making a lot of changes to multitasking and collaboration in iPad OS 16. So many changes, now it looks like it ain't going to come out when it was supposed to. This is according to Mark Gurman over there at Bloomberg, stating that iOS and iPad OS may be coming out at different times, which would be a first. Apple's always released them together. So it's starting to look like we'll see new iPhone software in September, but we may not see iPad OS until October. There may be a strategy with this too, however, though, they actually might be releasing it because of a new iPad hardware event. We have heard that Apple is working on a new iPad Pro, of course with the new M2 chip, and we've also heard those rumors that we should be seeing those in October. So it might make the unveiling event a little bit more appropriate. For now, we'll just do what we do with a lot of Apple news, completely speculate. Which, if you think about it, yeah, it's not really news. Spaces. Well, it might be on life support. Not saying it's going away, just might need a little tweaking. From what we're hearing over at Twitter, it's overhauling Spaces audio chat rooms and is actually currently developing what they're calling an experiment for Spaces tab in its social media app. Now, the Spaces experiment, yeah, they're not elaborating on what it's going to be. There has been some early screenshots of test code that have been floating around on the interwebs, kind of hinting at a revised interface with major feature additions. All data is pretty much showing that the audio chat room phenomenon has lost a lot of its momentum. And you need not look too far for it either. Clubhouse, they're actually, unfortunately, currently laying off staff. As they say, because they are shifting its strategy. Will be interesting to see what strategy Twitter takes now. And finally, well, we started out with some Uber news. We're going to kind of end with Uber news and a whole bunch of crashing on Microsoft Outlook. I know, crashing Microsoft, yeah, they kind of go hand in hand. But if you're getting Uber receipts in your email using Microsoft Outlook, whoa, there it goes. It just crashed. Yes, apparently there's an issue with Outlook on Windows that will completely stop responding, or actually just crash, when you view an Uber receipt in your email. And believe it or not, Microsoft, yeah, they know this is going on. Now, Microsoft is saying that opening, replying to, forwarding, an Uber receipt will cause this issue to happen. This is because they're saying Uber uses complex tables in its emails. And it seems that Microsoft Word, and that's what Outlook actually uses to view the emails, yeah, it's struggling to keep up. Now, IT admins, yeah, they're trying to look for a workaround right now on the issue. So far, no good. Got a story? No one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you find all the BTN content. It's also the place you can support the new show. Sorry to say, we need your help so we can keep this show going. So please, if you love what we do, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. And for literally as little as $5 a month, you can help the new show stay on the air. Also, don't forget to check us out on Facebook at the British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Friday installment. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.